T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Over the weekend, Amy was out on battleground. She's out going to the gym, running errands, doing things, getting things done.
Yeah, being productive.
Trying to get things done, she says. And she says that on purpose because there were some people who were using some driving techniques that she wasn't very happy about.
I was so annoyed. I sent you guys a video as soon as I got back to the house. Yeah. I sent you guys a video. I was like, we have things to talk about.
I was like, why is this man sending me a video of all sweaty?
So I'm leaving Planet Fitness on Battleground, going towards like 840, and just past that is old Battleground. They were doing some road construction or sidewalk things.
Yeah.
So they had the smallest section of the road blocked off. And of course, they tell you like a mile or two back, hey, you got to merge right. And it's completely backed up, and it's two lanes, completely backed up in the left lane, and the right lane is wide open. So me and a few other people go into the right lane and drive up, because what you're supposed to do is go to where the cones are, where you can see the construction, and then zipper in one at a time. Every other car goes. And that way you don't just sit in 3 miles worth of traffic with one lane completely open. And of course you have people who they are the authority on the road, and they do that thing where they sit in between, like on the dotted line,
yeah,
try to block both lanes but not lose their spot. It's not what you're supposed to do. Stop backing up 3 miles worth of traffic when the right lane's still open.
Is it 3 miles? How far is it?
It was a good chunk. It was, because I mean, there's lights every, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Like, so, I mean, there's so many lights on Battleground that it backs up, because I don't, whatever, you know, it takes forever to merge. And then you just sit there because people go, oh, you're in 2 miles. You have to get over. So we'll just do it now.
Yeah. That's what you said.
And nobody wants to do that. But they go, if I go to the top, nobody's going to let me in and I'm going to look like a jerk. So even they're doing things they don't want to do because they're concerned what everybody else is going to think and do.
Mm.
Stop being part of the problem.
Mm. A lot of anger build up.
I'm not. It's just so dumb. Like, because they do. They get mad when you drive up and then cut in. They're like, you just bypass everybody. Like, no, it just makes more sense to do that. Why are you doing things that don't make sense?
Okay.
Woo.
Let's head over to the phones now, because they're all ringing, and see what everybody has to say about this. Yes. Hello.
Amy.
Yes.
Do you wait to the very end before you get over?
Hell yeah, I do.
Okay, guess what? I'm the one that ain't going to let you in.
But you're the one who's sitting in 3 miles worth of traffic when you don't have to. Why do you do that?
It's not 3 miles. I don't. I'll ride it up, but I don't wait till the very end to get over, because they've told you it's going to be one lane of traffic. If you've gone all the way to the very end before you get over, that's not right.
Then you should just zipper in, though. And then it should go every other car. Like, that's how you merge. You just go every other car.
Okay, well, first of all, what's your name?
I'm your favorite listener. This is Sandy.
That's right, Sandy. All right, Sandy, I agree with you 125.5%.
Great.
Thank you. So, if you wait till the very end, no, sit there and wait on 50 cars to go by before you get in.
I certainly didn't, and I got home a lot faster than everybody else who decided they were going to get over early.
Oh, well. Where are you originally from? You're not from the South, are you?
No, I'm from somewhere where we know how to drive.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go.
Sandy, I'm going to set up a Texas death match in the cage with the two of you.
Battleground. How's that?
All right. Thanks, Sandy.
It's turned into a little more than what we thought. I just got a call from a guy who's a tow truck driver who says to remind everybody, this is a good reminder because I see people not doing this. If you see emergency vehicles on the side of the road, you need to get all the way to the left as far as you can get. Or if they're in an unusual situation and the emergency vehicle's on the left-hand side of the road and the road of the shorts on the narrow shoulder, get all the way to the right. If you see a police officer with a car pulled over, get all the way to the left. If you see a wrecker or other emergency vehicles there, get all the way to the left, because these people are getting run over. It's especially at night when it's dark or raining and you get right, oh, boom, you hit somebody. they're out there on the road working.
I generally see a big truck, like the Mack truck drivers. They tend to do that the most, but do see cars zipping by.
Yeah. Most of them are on their phone, too.
Anyway, so just if you see,
don't know that.
Yes, I do. I read a thing on my Twitter that said it.
And if it's on Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter's official.
If you're out there driving and you see emergency vehicles, just get all the way over in the other lane because, you know, if it's a cop at a traffic stop, he's getting in and out of his car. He's walking up on that side. They get off the road as far as they can, but it's dangerous.
One of the guys I went to high school with, State Trooper Sean Cullen in New Jersey, that's what happened to him. There was an accident. I want to say it was 295 in New Jersey, and this just happened about a year ago. And he was walking in between the two cars that were involved in the accident, and somebody nailed him and killed him.
Yeah, so move over.
So dangerous.
Move over to the other side of the road there. As a matter of fact, there are signs. They use them a lot on the electronic overhead signs, you know, to remind you to move over if you see an emergency vehicle. But this tow truck driver said a couple of guys that he knew had been killed recently.
That's terrible.
Trying to get a car off the road because people won't move over, and they run over you in the dark.
It's awful.
Nuts. All right, it's 8:34 now. We got into this discussion originally because Amy was going to Battleground and zipped up the lane that was open and zippered in at the front at the cones to go through the area that was down the one lane at the construction on the north end of Battleground. And the debate began about whether you go ahead and you get over in the one lane that's going to shut down and stay there, or do you go, you zip on up there and then you zip in front, you know, zigzag in and out to get in through the construction.
You zipper in, yeah. You merge, every other car goes. That's how it's supposed to be.
Right. And then we just had Sandy who called and said, no, you got to get over so the traffic moves through there smoother. 680 Wolf, what say you?
Hey, good morning. Amy, I just wanted to tell you, you are absolutely correct.
Yes! What's your name?
You are supposed to use that and merge into each other, and there would not be the backup if people were doing it correctly. You are right.
Don't you find, and then people like are jerks to you trying to let you in because you took the opportunity to use the open lane.
Yeah, they're the idiots. They're stupid.
Amen. What's your name?
Ooh, I'm getting all heated up this morning. This is Amanda.
Amanda, thank you for checking in.
Amanda, don't call here again.
Don't you talk to her like that.
So, we have had quite a debate on this driving thing. And it split into two things, which, you know, probably needs a bit of clarification. It all started because, you know, Amy was noticing that one lane was completely open while everyone else was backed up to go through an intersection.
At a standstill.
To go through a construction zone. And she was like, I guess they had a short stretch of the roadway down to one lane. And she, you know, goes up to the front in the open lane and zippers in, and goes on through the construction.
And then she forms an opinion.
All I was saying is that there's no need, and this is people start calling, and I understand, like we all said, we agree you get over for emergency vehicles. I know construction workers also that it's a concern. You don't fly, but you slow down. I use Horsepen Creek Road a lot. There's a ton of construction. You always slow down. I wave to construction workers. I understand that. I'm not saying do 50 and clip the cones. I'm just saying don't sit in traffic for 3 miles when the road on the lane on the right is open for another 2.5. You go up towards the front and then zipper in. You go every other car. I'm not saying zip in, again, doing 50 and a 25. Like, don't make it dramatic to try to play off people's emotions. I'm just saying, don't leave 2.5 miles of road open.
It's like saying, I wish everyone knew how to drive. You know, it's like, I wish everyone knew what to do at a four-way stop. I wish everyone knew what to do. You ever turn onto a ramp, onto a freeway, that initially is, there's two left turn lanes. You turn onto the ramp, both lanes, and then when you get onto the ramp, it goes to one. Well, you're to alternate.
Just merge,
But people won't do it. People are crazy.
They can't get out of their own way, and then people get so, like, defensive.
You're not going to get in front of me.
Only in our cars do we act like that. Like, if you're in the grocery store and somebody is, like, you go, excuse me, that you don't turn around and like flip them the finger and like wish death on their whole family. Well, but we do that on cars all the time.
There's a major road rage issue, man. Major road rage issue. It happened to me with, I was with my son over off of Wendover Avenue down in that little congested area where Bojangles is, where some guy pulled up and blocked my car and got out of the car to come up because he thought I short stopped him to make him maybe hit me in the rear end.
Yeah, because you want that.
Right, because I want to aggravate you. But this guy was nuts. In a rage because he's behind the wheel of a car.
That's when you roll down the window and go, look, man, I'm packing right now. I would advise you
But you don't
not.
Know. If he may just pull one out of the waistband and plug you right there.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
What's up? It's Luke.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.